I'll let Steve introduce himself. He'll do it better than I do.
Okay. Thank you, James. We're a little short for time, but I'm going to do something I've been working on. We have a Halloween show coming up, and this is an excerpt from Dante Alighieri's Inferno, and this is Canto 6, an excerpt from that. And Travis, I've gotten up here and spoke in between his songs, and so we're going to change roles just a little bit, and we've played around with having him accompany me as I sing, and it's worked out tremendous so far. So it's... Yeah. And it goes from poetry to Singspiel, the German canto. Dante's Inferno, Canto 6. Oh, this is in hell, by the way.
I don't have hell tuning.
Hell tuning?
I can do purgatory.
Purgatory. Close enough, close enough. I see new torments and new souls in pain. About me everywhere, wherever I turn, away from grief I turn to grief again. I am in the third circle of the torments, here to all time with neither pause nor change. The frozen rain of hell descends in torrents. Huge hailstones, dirty water, and black snow pour from the dismal air to putrefy the putrid slush that waits for them below. Here, monstrous Cerberus, the ravening beast, howls through his triple throats like a mad dog over the spirits sunk in that foul paste. His eyes are red. His beard is greased with phlegm. His belly is swollen and his hands are claws to rip the wretches and flay and mangle them. And they, too, howl like dogs in the freezing storm, turning and turning from it as if they thought one naked side could help the other warm. When Cerberus discovered us in that swill, his dragon jaws yawed wide, his lips drew back in a grin of fangs. No limb of him was still. My guide bent down and seized in either fist a clod of the stinking dirt that festered there and flung them down the gullet of the beast. As a hungry cur will set the echoes raving and then fall still when he is thrown a bone, all of his clamor being in his craving, so the three ugly heads of Cerberus, who's yowling at those wretched, deafened them, choked on their putrid sops and stopped their fuss. We made our way across the sodden mess of souls the rain beat down, and when our steps fell on a body, they sank through emptiness. Canto 6.